our 40 days with Jesus. I hope that you were able to join in with the service this morning when Pauline spoke to us about the passage John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. And that's the passage we're going to be looking at throughout this week. John chapter 20, verse 19 tells us that on the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." On the evening of that first day, a lot's already happened, as we've already found out, with Mary going to the tomb and the disciples going to the tomb, and then the encounter of Jesus with the two walkers who were walking to Emmaus and the transformation that happened to them. On this occasion, the disciples are gathered together, the doors are locked, but Jesus comes right into the midst of them and meets them in this moment. If you look a bit further in this passage, you'll see that one of those disciples, Thomas, wasn't there. So we assume that there was 10 at least in that room on that particular day. The doors were locked. Fear had gripped them, despite the information they'd received from those who had seen Jesus alive, Mary and the two on the road to Emmaus. But fear was still their primary feeling, fear of what might happen to them, fear of what the next steps in their lives were, fear of what it meant for them. One, if Jesus was dead and that was the end, or maybe a fear that if Jesus was alive, what does that look like for their future? What does that mean for their life in that particular community at that particular time? I'm not sure what their expectations were. Perhaps they didn't have any. Their thoughts were completely all over the place at this time. But into this comes Jesus. Isn't it incredible to think that at these moments of crisis and uncertainty and fear and doubt and anxiety and worry, Jesus comes right into the heart of them and brings peace. Now, of course, the peace that Jesus had for them was more than just an absence of conflict or a moment when things were all calm and settled and everything seemed right with the world. No, the peace that Jesus brought to them in that moment had a supernatural quality to it that for those first followers and for us right now in the middle of this crisis is something that I think we need to receive again. Jesus came where they were into that anxiety and fear and stood among them, made himself known to them, and said, "Peace be with you." At one level, Jesus is simply giving them this standard greeting of the time, shalom. It's perhaps one Hebrew word that all of us know. But at a deeper level, he's saying something of extraordinary and universal significance. To his defeated and demoralized and depressed and discouraged disciples, weary of what has gone on, exhausted by the emotional turmoil that they've been in, he says, "It's going to be okay. I've got everything under control." He didn't criticize them for their doubts and their fears. He didn't chastise them over their lack of belief in this moment. He just said, "Peace." And I guess that lies at the heart of our relationship with Jesus. He understands how you feel and he wants to come and just bring peace. Peace be with you. The Hebrew word shalom carries with it a whole meaning of wholeness and well-being and healing and salvation and freedom. This sense of eternal peace with God that we can gain through his presence. But there's also this internal peace. An internal peace is something that the world desires but so often is elusive. But this sense of peace that is content because of Jesus independent of circumstances, because it comes from the one who is in control of all those circumstances. Maybe today, as we continue this time of crisis with the coronavirus, all we need to receive from Jesus today is peace. And when we've received it, then we can display it to others and impact the lives of many with the peace that we've received. Shalom. Peace be with you. These words come from the risen Jesus, the one who has conquered life, death itself, and offers us life in all its fullness. Let's pray. Jesus, Prince of Peace, thank you that right now, in this moment, you offer me peace, and I can be at peace with God. Thank you that you are my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, the one I can take refuge in. Help me to bring peace to those around me. In Jesus' name, amen.